Hi guys, this is Adit. Welcome to my podcast. So I hope everyone are happy at home, and it's been a week where I left a break for my podcast. And so in this episode, I would like to speak about how happiness can be measured. So happiness is very important in our life, and we are doing all the activities in our life to find happiness in that. But how do we measure this happiness? Measuring happiness is becoming an important tool. Economic growth, physical health and confidence in the future prospects of a person or country are all important factors when assessing and comparing them. And one of these key elements that is becoming increasingly looked upon by academics is happiness. Nevertheless, measuring happiness presents certain challenges. Indeed, how and why we should bother with it at all? Measuring happiness is tricky because it relies on mapping subjective well-being is just that, an idea that will vary from person to person. In other words, measuring happiness in one individual could mean that their subjective well-being is recorded at a much higher level than another. Who would tell if this is truly accurate? Who is to say that the answer is given is in any sense wrong? Shouldn't we abandon the idea of measuring happiness as too complex or too haunted? Well, no. This is because refraining from measuring happiness with the best tools available will result in a gap in a scientific knowledge. Without some form of assessment of happiness and well-being, it would be impossible to compare the outcomes of certain long-term policy decisions. It is important to consider basic definitions of words, which we tend to take for granted, in order to understand what they really mean. Happiness is one of those words which has lost its original meaning and is often confused with the pleasure. Happiness is unconditional. The difference between pleasure and happiness is that to be happy does not require certain condition to be present. Happiness is when you are filled with joy for no apparent reason. And you can just feel full of yourself, of life, without being able to point at a particular event. Pleasure, on the other hand, is when you are happy because of something else. Someone tells you that you are beautiful or handsome, or you are good at something, or win something, and that makes you happy. That happiness is fleeting, momentary, and disappears before you even know it. It is not true happiness, but pleasure. If you are happy because of something else, you will be soon unhappy again, because the thing that makes you happy can be taken away or may disappear of its own accord. You are famous one day and ignored the next, happy for one day and unhappy for the next day. If your happiness is dependent on an outside event, then you do not know what the real happiness is. We start with the wrong position when we call this life of problem and stress as the real world. When people are artistic, poetic, creative, we say to them, get real. But happiness is something very big that is very difficult to be measured. For example, when you buy a motorcycle of your own money, it gives you a huge amount of happiness which cannot be measured. So, live the life to the fullest with happiness and joy, and enjoy every moment in your life. Because if you lose today's moment, you cannot get it back. Thank you and stay tuned for further more podcasts from Adit.